Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Donna.
And I'm Carrie.
And we are Paranormal Chicks.
Sinister Sightings 319. So I know that we normally jump right into the stories, but I know that some people only listen to the Sinister Sightings and aren't so into the main episodes, which is totally fine. But I didn't want you to miss out on announcements because, you know, you have your preference. So in July, we are going to New Orleans. What are the dates, Donna?
July 25th through the 27th.
And we are doing a live show and all the things. So if you want in on that action, you got to go to our social media, really anywhere, because we've posted the infographic to get you more information. And in November, we are going on a cruise.
Yes, a true crime cruise with Crime Wave at Sea.
Yes, and there's lots of podcasters going to be there. So if you're into Sinisterhood, if you're into Last Podcast on the Left,
Scared to Death, The Housewives of True Crime,
any of those names, then you really need to check this out. So you got to go to crimewavesatsea.com/creep, and it will pull up a little thing for you to fill out your information, and it will send you like your code thing to be able to like log in and check everything out. So if you want to go on a Royal Caribbean cruise with us out of Fort Lauderdale in November, you need to check it out.
Also, for the New Orleans trip, you have to pay for, like, lodging and stuff, but then the live show's free. So if you live in New Orleans and you're like, oh my God, but I can't afford a live show, it's free.
Yeah. And we're going to do some other things while we're in New Orleans, like Museum of Death, a walking tour, all of that. So you got to check this stuff out. Okay, on to the, you know, whole point you're here. The first one, Cardinals. Hey, Carrie and Donna, my name is Amber. You can use my name. This is somewhat paranormal. So I live in Pittsburgh, and my granddad and nanny lived in Florida. My granddad passed away a couple of years ago. My older brother died by suicide 17 years ago. I see cardinals a lot, especially in the tree in my yard. So I always assume it's my brother or granddad. But one time a few weeks ago, I was at my boyfriend's house, and I was sitting in the living room, and I heard a tapping on the window, which is too high off the street for it to have been a person. So I kept hearing it until I looked over at the window and I see a bright red cardinal looking in the window directly at me. He stayed there looking at me until I whispered, "Hi, Granddad." Then he flew away. I called my nanny and my mom right away to tell them. They told me that it was most definitely my granddad checking on his only granddaughter. I miss him so much, so it comforts me when he comes to visit. I have so many more stories I'll send in when I'm not at work.
He was like, yeah, I'm checking in on you with you and your boyfriend.
He said, tap, tap, can you please acknowledge me?
Mm-hmm. 3 feet for the Holy Ghost between y'all.
I do that with cardinals too, though. I'm like, okay, you know, hey, Dad, hey, whatever.
Me too.
It's interesting how you always assume who it is. So, like, is it because you intuitively know? Like, you knew that was your granddad, not your brother.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I normally know when it's a female cardinal and stuff, so I say it's Lori or my mom.
Mm.
The male ones, which are the bright red ones, my dad. But I don't know what kind of demons are haunting my freaking house right now, but they're in the form of wasp.
Oh my gosh, wasp. It is like red wasp season, and horsefly season. And yes. Let me just tell you, I hate a horsefly.
Me too.
They hurt so bad. And they like love my garage. They love being out by the pool. I'm like, can you please go away?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I went and got Walmart pickup last night. When I had gotten home, I swore something got in, like a wasp, a dirt dauber, something got in my car, but it was like, well, I'm home, whatever. Well, then I was like, oh, I need to do a Walmart pickup for later. So it's like 8:30. I get there. I push my button for the trunk to come up. You know, the lady is doing her thing. And then I see the dirt dauber wasp thing come out of the back seat, like, and it's going towards her. And then she like, it's like, pluh, pluh, like spits it away. And I was like, oh my God, like it attacked her from my house. Like,
yeah,
they are evil.
What's the point of them? What do they do? You know, you have like bugs that eat other bugs. Like what do wasps and
like bees pollinate and stuff?
Yeah. So like, cool. Okay. Please don't sting me, but I'm going to leave you alone if you leave me alone. But wasps and horseflies don't leave you alone. No, they're jerks.
They are. Oh, my God. And, like, they will dive bomb you.
Mm-hmm. And I get that the wasps, they want the water from the pool so that they can make their thing. So, like, cool. Get you a little water, move the fuck on. You don't have to, like, swarm me. Like, just dip, get your water, and move the fuck on.
So, if y'all know any remedies to, like, having repellent for horseflies and wasp, let us know. Because I was looking up plants or whatever, and it's like lavender and this, but you have to like physically rub their leaves to like make the fragrance and stuff. And it's like, I'm not going to be rubbing leaves every freaking time. Like, no, I don't even water shit.
Well, with horseflies, they like heat. So remember that year Colby and I like painted a beach ball black and we hung it up and you're supposed to put like sticky on it. There's that, but that didn't work. There is this like professional horsefly like trapping system. Okay, let me show it to you and I want you to guess how much it costs. Basically, it's like a big old black ball with like a net on the top.
Uh-huh. Looks like a homemade science experiment.
Uh-huh. How much do you think that costs?
I mean, I wouldn't pay more than $20 for it.
Mm-hmm. Try $340.
Are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
$300 and it looks like if I go poof, it would blow over?
Yeah.
And we know you would rip that mesh or whatever it was at the top.
You know I would trip on that fucking pole and rip that thing down the second day.
Oh, my God. Okay, so if y'all know any cheap remedies, let us know, please. Okay, the next one, Twin Connection. Good morning, ladies. It's Regina from Oklahoma. It's March 21st, 2025. I think this is my 9th story to send in. Don't want you running out of sinister sightings. I just want to let y'all know that I listen to y'all every day, and you two are the best. I have listened to all of the sinister sightings so far and am on the true crime episodes 95. This happened back when I was in high school, when we lived in the house in Kansas out in the country. I told you about my brother and the Ouija board under his bed. This is the same brother and we are twins. It's summertime. We're probably about 17. I dreamt that I'm watching my brother run through a cornfield. He's running and running and trying to stay away from the cops because they're chasing him through this cornfield. I can hear the corn stalks rustling as he's running through them. I can see him. I could hear him. Everything. His breathing. It's probably about 3 o'clock in the morning when I have this dream. I wake up and go upstairs to look for my brother, but he's not home yet. I'm freaking out because I don't know what to do. We didn't have cell phones back then, so you couldn't call or track anyone. So I just went back into my room and laid there and finally fell back asleep. The next morning, my brother came into my room when he got home. I said, dude, what in the hell did you do last night? He acted kind of guilty and said, wow, what are you talking about? I said, dude, come on. I had this crazy dream about you last night. Were you running from the cops? The look on his face said it all. He said, what did you dream about? I said, no, you're going to tell me. Were you running from the cops? Tell me where you were. I swear I'm not going to tell mom and dad. It's our secret. And sure enough, he was running from the cops through a cornfield out in the country in the middle of nowhere. How they got away from the cops, I'll never know. He and my cousin were together, but I didn't see my cousin in my dream. This was back in the 80s when the cops were all about shaking you down if you had a roach in your ashtray. And of course, my brother had weed on him. That's how we rolled back in the 80s. I think that's the only time I ever had the twin connection happen. That really freaked him out that I was able to know what he was doing. Well, ladies, that's my story. I would love for other people to tell about their own twin connections. Thanks, ladies, for the podcast. You definitely keep me entertained. Love you both. Okay, that's genius. Yes, I would love more stories about twin connections.
Well, I obviously don't have a twin, but I have friends that are triplets. The only thing I really know about all of them is that one time they like sat up in their sleep at the same time. We know that two of them did. One of them wasn't there. So we can only assume that she did because, you know, we're going to assume that she did. But the two that were there did it at the same time.
That's creepy.
Mm-hmm. Twins, it's so fascinating. Like, I know that people did some really shitty things back in the day with twins in order to study them. You know, like separating people at birth and then seeing, you know, nature versus nurture type stuff. But it's so fascinating how twins that literally were separated and were never, like, did not grow up together can have so many of the same attributes. Like, what's that? There's that one set of twins that were men that they both grew up, like, married women that looked essentially the same. They both were, like, had, like, a country western style about them, but, like, one of them didn't even grow up in the South. But, like, we're cowboy hat, cowboy boots, Wranglers, the whole shebang, and, like, he didn't even grow up in the South.
Yeah, that's weird.
But yeah, we want to know. And yeah, I'm like, how the hell did your brother get away from the cops?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, I couldn't run through a cornfield.
I couldn't run through concrete, like just on flat ground.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, I couldn't run, period.
Yeah, that's, but sentence does not need a qualifier.
Yeah, but no. Also, they would see me coming from this corn stalks a mile away. Because they'd be like parting so wide. Like, I'm not like one that can just like slither through. No.
Okay, the next one. Hey, ladies, love you guys and have never laughed so much while listening to a podcast before. I feel like we could totally be BFFs in real life. I have a few stories to tell. Plus, I'm binging while I recover from surgery. So, why not write in? So, here's the first one. About 14 years ago, my husband at the time and I moved into an upper-level duplex that was over 100 years old. All of a sudden, I would wake up to texts from my sister or friends asking why I called them in the middle of the night. Never did I call them. I was sleeping. And like Carrie, sleep is way too important to me. Plus, I was pregnant, so I slept a lot. Anyway, shortly after that, I started waking up to my Facebook app open and a new random incoherent status update. I started to leave my phone in the other room just in case I was sleep texting slash calling slash posting. It continued. Then, out of nowhere, it stopped for about a month. One day, my husband at the time and I were talking about it, and I said, "Ghosty has been leaving my phone alone lately." Next morning, there was a new Facebook post. We moved out shortly after this, not because of all this, but because we needed a new place, and it all stopped and never happened again. Number two. This one is the most recent. I work in retail, and some days I work until 10 p.m. On my way home one night, a man was walking across the road. It was very obviously a man. It was a taller, thin man walking on 2 feet. This sounds ridiculous to say, but it'll make sense in a bit. Anyway, as I drove past where he had crossed, I looked and saw the ass end of a deer. No man anywhere. And there wasn't anywhere he could have hidden. And he was walking pretty slowly anyway. Ever since then, when I work late, there's always a deer in that exact spot just standing there. Last one. This was a couple of years ago. My mother-in-law got real sick with CJD. Think human variant of mad cow disease. One in a million chance of getting it. Shit went downhill really fast once she started showing signs. She passed 2 months after she showed the first symptom of it. We took her in since I was a stay-at-home mom and could focus on helping her as much as I could since I have 4 kids and needed to take care of them too. At this time, I still don't know what's going on with her. She was just losing her mind. She continued to get worse with hallucinations and not being able to see. We took her to the hospital. She passed 3 weeks later in hospice the day after I told it was okay and that we'd be okay without her. A couple of weeks later, her and my sister-in-law, who passed away 13 years ago, came to me in a dream. They were sitting around a fire talking, and they saw me staring. Both of them smiled so big and waved to me, then went back to talking. It was comforting. I know mom and daughter are together again, and they're happy. I told my now ex-husband about this, and he just refused to believe it happened, since it hasn't happened to him. I'm sure he wonders why they came to me and not him, and I get it. But my mother-in-law was my best friend. I told her everything, and I miss her so much every day. Some days I still feel her around, visiting with her grandkids. Sorry this was so long, but wanted to give you my experiences. Love you, ladies. Erin from Wisconsin. I see why she came to you, though, because you were literally her caregiver in the end, and you're the one that was like, it's okay to go. So clearly y'all were very close.
Yeah, for sure. And I think you were probably more ready or needed it more to see her.
Or even just more open to. Not right. Even necessarily needed it more, but more open to it. Also, girl, you saw a knot, dear.
I was thinking the same thing. Or like a skinwalker, for sure.
Mm. But why do they keep showing up as deer on that side of the road, like that same spot?
Yeah, I don't know. Going back to your first one, I really thought you were going to say you were on Ambien.
Yeah.
Because I was like, classic Ambien.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one. The Haunted Agency in Southern Cali. Hello, ladies. It's been 5 years since I last wrote in. Full transparency, I stopped listening for about a year because things were getting spooky around me and I'm chicken. I usually only listen in my car or when I'm out walking. I refuse to listen at the house. But I recently saw one of your posts on Instagram and realized how much I miss y'all. So now I'm back to creeping myself out. And from what I hear, as I catch up, you need more stories and I've got more than a few. My first quote unquote real job, I worked at an amazing nonprofit agency that had a large campus. And from what I was told, the grounds used to be an old school and orphanage. I've got quite a few incidents that happened while I was there. There were always rumors about the agency being haunted and one specific story about sightings of a ball being bounced down the long hallway by a child ghost in the building that I worked in, but I always took that to be a silly story for the staff to talk about at happy hours. Now I believe the person actually witnessed something, and here's why. Incident number one. I work in HR, and although I was the lowest on the totem pole, I scored a huge office with my own bathroom and a separate conference room behind me. I had solo dance parties in this office. On Fridays, I would host a little pre-happy hour gathering, and numerous times, I just locked the door and slept off hangovers because somehow in my 20s, I could party every night. I always kept the radio on the same FM radio station because it was great background noise, and I particularly loved their morning show. So one day I had a meeting with a volunteer, and out of nowhere, I noticed that the music went to static. I didn't think much of it. Maybe the station had gone out for whatever reason. But after my meeting, I went to investigate, and somehow the radio had been switched to AM. There was an actual button that you had to slide, and somehow in the middle of this meeting, it was pushed to AM. Strange, right? I mentioned it to my coworkers and they told me I probably had a ghost, but I wasn't sold. I should also mention that sometimes the lamp would flicker and the bathroom door that I kept open to allow some fresh air into my office would sometimes move, even though it was a rather heavy door, but I always assumed there was just a breeze that would cause it to do so. The next incident happened when someone was filling out an application. It usually took about 20 minutes to complete the application, and I would let the applicant sit at the table in the conference room behind me. That particular day, I remember it was towards the end of the day on a Friday, and I had to go a few doors down the hallway to get some signatures from our HR director. I had let the applicant know that I would be away for a few minutes, but just down the hall if they needed me for anything. I returned to my office about 5 minutes later. As I was coming in the door, the applicant seemed to be quickly exiting. Before I could comment on how fast I thought they completed the application, she literally screamed at me, "Why would you do that? Why would you leave me alone in that room?" Shocked and confused by her anger, I muttered something about how I told her I was stepping away, but she basically rushed past me out the door, saying there was something wrong in that room. I had held weekly orientations in that room and had plenty of staff gatherings there. That space, as far as I knew, was far from threatening. She hadn't finished her application and she never returned my call. Professionally, I was going to see if she was still interested in the job. Unprofessionally, I wanted to be like, "Girl, what happened? And what do I need to know?" It was such an odd experience. Years later, and now a believer, I believe there was something about her spirit or soul that didn't vibe with whatever existed in my office. My agency was a combination of a girls' group home, school, a foster service, and I wonder if something didn't want her around those girls or children. But still to this day, I wonder what took place to scare her off so quickly. The next incident is what made me a believer. As I mentioned before, there were a lot of jokes and rumors about the campus being haunted. Whenever something happened that couldn't be explained, we blamed it on the ghost. Me and my coworkers, who had become besties, were all gathered in one of our friends' office, just hanging out and avoiding doing actual work. There were four of us, and we would often take turns just hanging out in each other's office when we had free time. We always ended up excitedly loud, rowdy, and laughed at everything and anything. This particular day was no different. We were already cracking up about something when the desk drawer behind my friend slid all the way open. Like an invisible arm just pulled the drawer out. It freaked us all out, and one of the girls screamed pretty loudly in reaction to this. I recall even though we were scared and trying to make sense of how the drawer could open on its own, the scream took us out and gave us another reason to start laughing hysterically. Because, girl, why are you screaming bloody murder in the middle of a workday in a quiet building? You know when you're cracking up but trying to be quiet? We were just waiting for someone to knock on the door and scold us. I should point out that most of us in this foursome, this was our first professional job, and we were on the younger side of most of the employees. So although we never got in trouble for our shenanigans, the more seasoned employees were definitely annoyed by us all together and always giggling. So there we were, huddled in this office, trying to laugh quietly while pinching each other to try to calm down. We were just starting to settle down, and in a moment when the laughter ceased and we had caught our breath, we heard a faint feminine voice clearly say, "Get out." We looked at each other wide-eyed. I swear I could see the blood drain from the face of the girl who was directly across from me. When I say we were fighting to get out of that office, we must have looked like an absolute mess to anyone who might have witnessed our very scurried mass exit. I'm an extra large pizza and I didn't stop running until I got to my office, and I'm not a runner and my office was clear across campus, but I ran like Forrest Gump, crying in fear the whole way. My friend had just recently moved into that office, and our theory was whichever ghost was there was not a fan of our unprofessional behavior. So whenever I returned to my friend's office, I always kept it professional and brief. You know how you would go to a friend's house and be on your best behavior in front of their mother? That's how I acted after that incident. I do wonder what, if any, type of spirit might have been present at the agency. People never believed our story, but I will never forget that eerie voice that had come from nowhere and everywhere at the same time. Due to the incident, I was certain something was in my office as well, but something about mine felt light and playful, which I welcomed. However, more than a few times, I also could, without explanation, feel breathing on my thighs under my desk. I don't even know what to make about that. And that breathing, yeah, I didn't welcome that. There is actually one other incident that happened there, and it's terrifying, but I'll share that another time. Thanks for being amazing. I'm glad to be listening to the podcast again and hearing your beautiful voices. Much love, Dazzle, aka still causing shenanigans in the workplace.
That ghost knew what was up with that applicant.
Uh-huh. But also, I would never, like, scream like that, being like, why did you leave me in here? Unless it was, like, absolutely fucking terrifying. And then I would, like, want an explanation of, what do you know about this? What do you...
Yeah, their reaction is a red flag that shows that they were the red flag, which means that you definitely, that ghostie helped you.
Yes.
Yeah, I would never talk to somebody like that, especially someone that's literally you're trying to give you a job.
Yeah.
And we definitely need the other stories. I wouldn't be schlepping over to that office just to hang out and chat anyway, because it seems so far away, much less that they got a ghost. No, thank you.
Right.
We could. Can you text me? Because I feel like we can have just as much fun on a text.
Right. Let's Zoom.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not coming over there. You got something to tell me? Send it to me in Teams.
Unless we have a golf cart that we can drive over.
Now then, I'd be coming over all the time because I do love driving a golf cart.
I want to. Now that they're like street legal here, I'm like, I just want a golf cart so freaking bad.
I know, I want one too, but for literally no reason.
No reason. No reason. I mean, would I drive it down to your house? Yes.
Could you?
It's street legal.
Huh. That's a long way in a golf cart, I feel like.
Fun.
The people behind you would be raging.
Oh my God.
Because how fast does a golf cart really go?
I don't know.
You would definitely max it out. Whatever it is, Donna would be like, mom, mom.
Oh, absolutely.
And then knowing she would forget to charge it, and she'd get down here, and then it'd be dead, and we'd have to take her home.
Yeah, pretty much.
She'd be like, I think I got half a battery left. That's good. I don't need to charge it.
Right.
Okay, the next one. It happened when I was still in high school. My name's John, and I don't care if you use it. I just want to tell you my story with the Hat Man. I was 16. I was at my aunt's house, and I walked into the front room. At the piano, I saw a huge shadow person in a tall top hat. It was the creepiest thing I have ever seen. It was midday, and telepathically, he told me to lay on the couch, and if I moved or blinked, he would kill me. I played very still watching him. It was so creepy. He was playing the piano with eerily long fingers, and laughing and just kept repeating, I will kill you. I was so scared and frozen. I don't know what he wanted or why he targeted me, but it seemed like it lasted for hours. It may have been minutes. I'm not sure. But just like that, he was gone. And I was scared shitless for the rest of the day. I didn't even know what shadow people were back then. And I didn't know there was a Hat Man till a couple of months ago. But I didn't think about it for a long time till I saw Hellboy, the Crooked Man, and it was him. Bro, like, for real, the Crooked Man was my Hat Man. That's why I'm writing this in now, because I saw that and had to share it with someone. You girls are really funny and remind me of my family. Stay awesome.
The spindly fingers.
Did you lay down? Like, did you do what it said, or did you just, like, stand there?
I would have laid down.
Because I'm picturing you just standing there, frozen. And he's just like, ha, 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 playing chopsticks. Dun, 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 dun. I will kill you.
Yeah, I would have laid down. Honestly, I would have been already laying down because after school, that nap just hits different.
Yeah, but they had literally just walked into the room. So they may have been like on their way to a nap.
But I never want to meet the Hat Man.
No.
Definitely not yours, too, because... The spindly fingers just gets me.
I bet they could really reach those octaves, though.
Not me. I do not have dexterity at all. Okay, the last one. Hi, y'all. My name is Tuya. I live in Puyallup, Washington, but I'm originally from Finland, so that's why I have a weird name. Also, English is not my first language, so bear with me. Last night, I finally got myself settled down. I had a podcast on, the fan on, and the room temperature was finally perfect. I had just fallen asleep when I felt someone lifting the blanket and scooting right next to me. I knew it was not my boyfriend because he works overnight shifts, and this thing was crawling into bed from the wrong side, where there is no room like a kid would, but I don't have a kid that age, and this was not a kid. I don't like cuddling because it sets off my hot flashes. And the audacity of this thing, it started to breathe very heavily in my ear, and I think it tried to say something, but it was just noise. I wasn't scared, I was just so annoyed. I opened my eyes and was like, hell no, you gotta go. It disappeared, but weirdly, my phone started to play the same podcast that I had just finished. My phone is set to play only one podcast episode at a time. Maybe whatever it was turned it on so I could fall back asleep. This was not the only thing that happened that night, and I think Freaky Deaky Donna will appreciate this one. After a short while, I was awoken up to a state where I was somewhere between awake and asleep, where I can see my bedroom exactly how it is, but not quite sure if you're totally awake. I was sleeping on my stomach when I started to feel pressure on my legs, traveling up to my hips, like something's pushing with their hands, not hard, but firmly. An incubus. Yes, the horny little demon, and yes, I let him have his way with me. Not going into the details, but I did tell him to do me from behind because I didn't want to see his ugly mug. If you Google an image of an incubus and you see the small goblin-like creature sitting on a woman, that was almost exactly how I saw it. Not a pretty sight. Love you, ladies, and thank you for letting me tell my experiences here. They're not the first visits, and I don't think the last either. Today is March 26th for those keeping track. Creep it real and don't get scared. Just mildly annoyed. Love to ya.
What?
Girl?
But like, was it good?
Girl, you ain't got to tell all the details, but tell all the details.
No. I have lots of questions.
Also, is that a bad thing? I feel like that's a bad thing.
To let them? I felt that too. But
I would want to know what it felt like a ghost stick.
Cold.
That could be good, though.
People use ice.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't miss blood thinners. You'd be freezing to death.
I know.
Wait, what? I have so many questions, I can't even think of a question. Like, could you truly feel it? I mean, I guess you could if you could feel them, like, crawling up your leg. But, like, what made you just be like, yeah, take me?
I mean, if someone's pushing up my calves and then my thighs, so I'd be like, take me.
Wait, really, though, is it bad to do it?
I don't know. Have you had, like, more things happen, like, that's more sinister or bad luck or anything like that? I don't know. But also, you are Carrie in the first one because, like, you were mildly annoyed. Like, you were just like, no.
Oh, my God. I laughed so hard at the cuddling since all my hot flashes.
Yes, that's totally Carrie. Totally Carrie.
I have all the questions and none at the same time. Like, I literally cannot even form them into questions. But, like, how did you, were you just like, okay, I'm into this, but, like, did you get on your hands and knees?
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing. Or were you just laying there? Yeah. Yeah, we need to know the deets.
Yeah, you can't keep those. You got to tell us.
Yeah.
Wowza. Y'all be seeing some shit and doing some shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say, literally, is wowza. Well, y'all keep these stories coming. And I don't mean like Tuya did.
Oh, come, came,
yeah,
went, saw. Mm-hmm.
From behind, didn't see.
Yeah, true, true.
But like, did you?
Oh my God.
Come, came, see, and went.
Also, did he feel like a short king?
So many questions.
So many questions. Yes. Okay, so I'm going to look up incubus porn on my phone.
God, you really are going to welcome this into your life.
Oh, Lord. Okay. No, but I was going to say, I love that the one writer in her was like, well, I took a break because scary things are happening. Now I'm back and y'all need stories. Like, we do. So much has changed.
Also, I feel like incubus porn would just be like you might as well watch American Horror Story with the like black latex suit. Like, I feel like that's what it would be.
Yeah, I did. Like, that was probably my favorite.
This is my surprise face. Not surprised at all.
You know?
Well, y'all, keep these stories coming because, whew, they are some stories. If you want your story read on an episode, send it in to us at aparanormalchicks@gmail.com. And remember,
creep it real and don't get scared.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn,
and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.